You ever play that arcade game, Whack-A-Mole? You know, that one where you desperately try to smack one of those little guys on the head before they disappear, only to have another one pop up somewhere else. If managing your marketing feels anything like that, it's probably because your message isn't anchored in clear systems. I know, systems sound boring, but hear me out. Having your identity woven into clear, repeatable processes doesn't just save you your sanity. It actually makes your message impossible to miss. Let me show you exactly what that looks like.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're diving into part two of the Make Your Message Unmissable series. Now, if you caught the last episode, you've done some homework to dial in your brand identity. And if you missed it, no worries. Just make sure you circle back, because having a crystal clear identity isn't just marketing fluff. It's like having your GPS dialed in before a long trip. You can still get there without it, but you're probably going to take a few wrong turns, waste a ton of gas, and maybe even wind up stranded on a sketchy truck stop. So today, we're going to talk about how to actually put that identity into action. Because here's the thing. Most entrepreneurs get excited about a new brand message, and then they update a few things, and then life happens. Clients call, team members need help, emergencies pop up. Basically, all the usual chaos kicks in, and suddenly your shiny new identity starts gathering dust. You fall right back into whack-a-mole mode. But imagine if your identity wasn't just another marketing project you pushed to the side when things got busy. What if it was built into your system, like a self-driving Tesla that knows exactly where to go without you even touching the wheel? Today, I'm going to show you how to integrate your brand identity into every channel and process you already use without overwhelming your team or reinventing the wheel. By the end of this episode, you'll see exactly how small strategic changes can turn your messaging from easily forgettable to completely unmissable. But let's start with the why integrating your identity into your systems matters so much. And let me be clear, when I say systems, I'm not just talking about software or tech platforms. Systems are simply the processes and routines you use to get things done consistently, even if that's scribbled down on a sticky note or mapped out on spreadsheets. And here's why that's important. Your brand identity goes beyond the words you put out there. It shapes every single interaction prospects and clients have with your business, from the first email they open to their conversations with your team, all the way through their decision to buy from you and continue to buy from you. See, if your message says one thing on your website, something slightly different in your emails, and then something totally random on social media, your ideal clients get confused. And confusion doesn't lead to sales. It leads to hesitation, and hesitation usually means lost opportunities. I mean, do you ever notice how when you walk into Starbucks, whether it's in Seattle or Chicago, the vibe is exactly the same? That's not accidental. It's not because they're brilliant at coffee shop decorating. Well, maybe, but it's really because their brand identity is integrated into their processes, the music they play, the way baristas greet you, even how your name is misspelled on your cup. It's all consistent. And that's exactly how it should feel when someone interacts with your business, no matter which channel they're coming from. And here's the cool part. When you have clear systems, you don't have to spend your energy remembering all the little details. You're free to focus on bigger decisions because the smaller ones become automatic. It's the difference between trying to remember a complicated recipe from memory every single night versus having it printed out and pinned to the fridge all ready to go. Here's what I mean. Imagine your sales emails are clearly aligned with your brand identity. They're dialed in and consistent, perfectly matching the message on your website. Then someone clicks through and your lead magnet, let's say it's a PDF download, it also reinforces that exact same identity. By the time they get on a call with you, they're already sold on the idea that you're the one who can help them, because your systems reinforced your core identity at every step. That's how small strategic tweaks become massive wins. You don't need to overhaul your entire business. You just need to integrate your identity clearly and consistently into the places that matter most. I hope you can see why I think marketing systems are so important. The sad reality is that most of you shy away from systemizing your messaging because you think it's going to take more of the time and effort you already don't have, or if your team doesn't have it, if you have one. I get it. That's exactly why you don't need to start from scratch. Instead, start small. Think of the marketing channels and processes you already have in place, and then look for easy wins. These small, targeted tweaks can lead to huge results. For example, let's say you send out weekly emails to your list. Most entrepreneurs don't realize how powerful something as simple as the opening line of the email can be. It's usually just an afterthought, right? But if you shift that opening to clearly reflect your core identity and speak directly to your ideal client, suddenly your message becomes magnetic. Instead of people quickly skimming and deleting, they'll pause and think, hey, this person really gets me. Or take your lead magnet, be it a free how-to guide, a checklist, or maybe a video series. Most businesses create these once, then forget them, leaving them out there slowly drifting away from their identity. But by updating the title, the introduction, or even just the language inside, you bring your lead magnet right back into alignment with your core message. Now, instead of just being a nice-to-have freebie, it's a tool that can actively attract your perfect clients. I recently did this with a CPA client who is expanding their service to a new vertical. They have an ebook that has performed really well for a few years. The only issue is that it didn't reflect their ideal client profile. Instead, they kept it broad. But now that they realize that their perfectly profitable prospects aren't just any business, they saw the value of updating the context of the ebook. Now the entire piece is targeted at one type of audience, which will create higher conversion rates. It will also make creating an email nurture sequence much easier, which will again increase their conversion rates even higher. You can even apply this to something as small as your call to action buttons on your website. Instead of generic phrases like learn more or get started, try reinforcing your identity with something more specific and aligned like solve my cash flow problems or get clarity now. Little details like this make people feel seen, understood, and confident that you're the right choice. The beauty here is that you're not creating extra work. You're just making your existing efforts way more effective. And when you build these small identity-driven changes into your systems, they compound quickly. Pretty soon, your message is clear and consistent on all fronts, making it impossible to ignore. Now let's try this on your brand. And before you freak out, no, this won't take hours to do, but it will make a huge difference in how effective your marketing is. Start by picking your most used marketing channel, the place you spend most of your effort right now. Maybe it's your emails or your LinkedIn posts or possibly your blog. Whatever it is, I want you to take the last three pieces of content you shared and give them a quick identity audit. And here's how you do it. First, read each piece as if you're the ideal client seeing it for the first time. Be brutally honest. Ask yourself, would this instantly tell me exactly who this person is, who they help, and why I'd want to work with them? Or is it just noise? Second, look at the language you're using. Are you speaking directly to your ideal client's biggest problem? Or have you started drifting into generalizations, trying to appeal to everyone, which we all know attracts no one? Finally, and this one's key, check for consistency. Does each piece clearly reinforce the same core identity? Or are they sending mixed messages, pulling your positioning in different directions? If you find gaps, and you probably will, That's good news. It means you've got an easy opportunity to tighten up your messaging and start attracting more of your ideal clients without having to invest in a bunch of new marketing tactics. And that's it. If you keep doing this exercise across your company's entire marketing, you will see results. But if you think it might be too heavy of a lift, or maybe want an outside perspective, shoot me an email at buzzworthy.biz. That's B-U-Z-Z at buzzworthy.biz. And ask for a personalized identity audit with me to fast track this whole process. Because without this kind of consistency, you won't be able to scale your marketing, which is what I'm going to talk about in the next episode, where I'm going to take all of this clarity you built and supercharge it. I'll show you how to scale your identity-driven marketing so you can attract and convert even more of your ideal clients without complicating your business. Until then, remember, being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.